Bobby Tryon. On this show, we speak with movers and shakers and giver and takers in our community. So stay tuned for some pre-recorded interesting interviews on North State Give and Take every Tuesday at 6. Today, I'm going to interview Sierra and Catherine from Butte County Home Share, which is something that I didn't know about, and they found me, which I really appreciate that. And that's because someone in the community heard them talking and said, hey, you should contact Bobby and get on KZFR. So that is community. That's like Sierra said, we're connected. So good. I'm so happy to have you both here today and to hear about this Butte County Home Share and what it is, how long you've been there, and what it is that you're actually doing. So welcome, both of you.
Thank you so much for having us, Bobby. We're really excited to present our organization to the community and become more visible. So Home and Heart is the home sharing organization that connects older adults or people that have an extra room in their home and need some help staying in their home, whether that be an extra source of income or some help around the house or a mixture of both. So what we do is we basically assess the needs of our home providers. Our home providers are those that are offering an extra bedroom, and they can choose between three different living arrangements. One is a traditional rent-only option, and the second option is unique to home sharing, and that's a service exchange. So in that component, the home provider offers free rent in exchange for companionship, meal preparation, and other custodial tasks that help them around the home. And the last option is a mixed arrangement where it's a little bit of both. They pay reduced rent because they're also supplementing that with services.
Okay.
So after we match, we also provide mediation and follow-up services. So once we got a match going, we're definitely involved and able to mediate if there's conflict and just support the match throughout the lifespan of it.
Neat. And now how long have you been doing this, or how long has this organization been around?
So this organization was actually started by myself, a professor at the university called Sue Steiner, and another intern, Susie Bakken. And Sue Steiner had presented this home sharing idea to us in our MSW, our Masters of Social Work program. And she said, hey, do you guys want a macro opportunity, something to build within the community? So we went out to Humboldt and viewed a program and got a shadow their work. What Humboldt was doing was a hybrid program. So they were educating the community about what home sharing is and then referring them to a third party called Silvernest, where they're doing this home share program online without like human contact and no follow-up services. So we basically saw that model, came back to Chico and was like, that's not for us. There needs to be human contact and community and connection. So we took that model and actually found an organization called the National Shared Housing Organization. Vermont has been doing home share and blazing through this trail for about 40 years. So we connected with them and paid $100 to get a packet of how to start a home share program in your community. So we got that packet and we got to work. We started developing the program in the summer of 2018, and then the campfire hit in November of 2018. So we kind of had this idea on paper and we're starting to write grants, and it just became the right place, the right opportunity, and the right time, because funding became available and there was momentum for creative housing solutions within our community. So we were able to get some funding and start piloting the program in 2019. We made our first match and we're very excited about that. It was a college student, a recent grad that was living with an older adult that needed help. And that match lasted for almost a year. So we were really happy about that. We had difficulty securing insurance in the first year, and we were tied to another nonprofit called the Northern California's Time Bank. Because we were able to secure insurance with that nonprofit, we branched out and got our own nonprofit status in 2020. And then after a few months of getting our nonprofit status, COVID hit. So we took a break for about 2 months, and we actually organized. There are 17 home share programs within California. So we got to work and we organized a national home share California chapter where we can all work together to come up with COVID policies and procedures to kind of implement this safely. So after a few months of doing that and working with other home share programs, we were able to implement again. And what we saw is the need just increased. The need for affordable housing. And as we know, everybody experienced isolation within that pandemic. So now we have this soft spot for what isolation actually does. And our older adult clients are in so much isolation. That's one of their biggest needs is just companionship. So we're really excited that we have a program that's mutually beneficial, that we can reduce companionship while creating community and supplying housing with no housing costs. The housing is already there. So we're using existing housing stock rather than creating new. So we're really excited about what we're doing. And
I mean, what a great idea and the timing. I mean, kind of as you lay that out, it even becomes more important, it seems like, just with all of the things, like you said, fire, COVID, you know, the whole thing about elderly people particularly, but not necessarily only, just living in big homes that could house somebody else, and especially if they're alone. It's really a great idea. We're speaking with Catherine Karkoff and Sierra Schmidt, both from the Butte County Home Share Program. As an older person, I think we're all sort of talking about this a little bit. You know, like,
yeah, you know, Bobby, I was actually just looking at some stats, and the HUD just released some data that 26% of homes have two or more bedrooms per person. You couple that with the isolation that Sierra was talking about, and you couple that with a lot of surveys that have happened all over the world, not just in the US, but everywhere, that say, you know, anywhere from 80 to 95% of older adults prefer to age in their homes. And so you have this extra housing stock and housing crisis. You have, you know, we don't really have building new housing in our community has its challenges. And so this is this really great community approach that really hits a lot of those things. And I mean, you know, I know in the campfire, we house some folks that needed housing. And so it's something that our community, I think, is used to doing in disasters at this point. And I'm sure there's going to be more of those. But it's this opportunity to really think about how does this transform the way we just exist in community, right? And the way that we take care of each other. Because I think the disasters, you know, are bound to keep coming. And at the end of the day, we have each other, right? And that's a really important key component of what we do.
And there's actually quite a lot of, you know, the baby boomers that are in that age bracket where, you know, maybe a spouse has died, but maybe not, even still. I mean, and having big houses. So it's pretty ideal. You know, I would imagine that matching people up is kind of fun. Interesting.
Yes. Matching is fun. It's really interesting. It's matching is hard. It's really, you have to find two compatible people, and that's sometimes it's hand in glove. And when it's hand in glove, it is so beautiful to watch. And sometimes people step on each other's toes, and that's a natural part of sharing housing. So it's also about educating people on what effective communication looks like and how to share a home together. So we're really excited. We've made 7 matches within this past year. And I would love to tell you about one of them as an example and an idea of what we're doing. But we had a 100-year-old vet apply to our program. He was looking for somebody to help cook him dinner every night. And he had a spare bedroom and was offering it for free. So we found a student who was on her way. She was graduating. And she was looking to be connected into the community and to help somebody, but also to save money on housing. So we introduced the two, and they just hit it off right away. So it was a match, and she would come home and she cooks them dinner every night, and they have dinner together and drink wine and then watch Jeopardy. And so it's more than housing, it's community too.
Yeah. It's creating a little community right there. So you do the matching, and then, you know, as you let somebody into your house, there's so many things that come up, and you can kind of help people kind of grow through that. I would imagine that's a little bit of part of what this is. How to get along.
Yeah, absolutely. How to get along, how to use effective communication. So we do offer mediation services, and we're following up. So after we made a match, a staff member is calling each party to check in to see how it goes. And you know what? Oftentimes there is a little conflict, and it's all about creating solutions and being kind to one another and kind of coaching them through those hard conversations. Sure. You know, if someone's not washing their dishes and it's upsetting the other, coaching the other person to have that hard conversation and say like, hey, you're not really keeping your end of the deal. How can we move forward?
And then you're there to help all parts of it. If it should not be a match, you can help that match be undone and do that probably in a gentle way.
Absolutely. And that's why we're so hands-on within the match. And we do in-person meetings to make mediation meetings or just general follow-up meetings, not even mediation, but just come in to have a conversation once a month and saying, hey, what's working and what's not? How can we support you moving forward? And that really increases the sustainability and the lifespan of a match.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a great plan. What a good idea for everybody. Just seems to be like a win-win for sure.
Yes, it is a win-win program. Everybody benefits, and that's what's so beautiful about it.
We'll take a short break from our pre-recorded conversation with Catherine and Sierra from ButteCountyHomeShare.com. And spell out county. Back to our interview with Catherine Karkoff and Sierra Schmidt from Butte County Home Share. You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM, and this is North State Give and Take. My name is Bobby. I know you have a website, and that is it ButteCountyHomeShare.com?
Yes.
Okay. On there, I saw there's a donate button and ways to do that, and I'm sure you get grants. And the money probably pays a salary for somebody to kind of help make this work.
Yeah, for sure. So Sierra is the main person making matches. And so most home share programs in the first couple years, it's a slow start. It's a thing that you really have to have successful matches. You have to get your name out there in the community. And I think we're still in that process. As Sierra mentioned, we did get generous funding from Butte Strong and from the city and a couple of other small grants that have really helped us to develop. And so I'm part-time as the director, and Sierra does pretty much all of the program stuff at near full time. And so we definitely, as these numbers are increasing, we are looking to expand. And that's a lot of having regular events in the community, getting our name out there, getting more people to utilize their services. Because as Sierra said, we've had 7 matches and most of those have occurred in the last couple months. And we see that only increasing as time goes on. And so we are committed to having social work staff that can really help to build relationships with home seekers and home providers in the beginning and then see those relationships through. And so we are hoping to kind of expand and just be able to meet the continued need that we're starting to see.
Well, to have 7 matches only in a couple months means that you really are growing and pretty rapidly.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I think it's only going to increase. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm so glad to get this out there. Because it's just such a good idea. Go to that website, ButteCountyHomeShare.com, for more information. I like the website. It looks lovely. And there's a donate button there. So, Sierra, how does one apply to either have a home, a spot for somebody to be able to come into, or to be someone that would go into one of the homes?
Sure. So people that are interested in either sharing a home or obtaining affordable housing can call us. And our number is listed on the site And it's also 530-591-3742. They can also email us at homeandheart530@gmail.com. And they can find an application on our website, as mentioned. Once we get the application in, we'll schedule an intake interview where we're going to ask a bunch of questions to get to know them and their personal lifestyle, living preferences. And from that, we can identify if we have any compatible matches. But the first step in getting started is submitting an application. And they can either find that on the website or contact us so we can send them a hard copy in the mail.
A phone number, again, might be good just because people may just have a question here and there before they even begin. What was that number again?
530-591-3742.
Great. Yeah, I think that that's good to put that out there. Great. Okay, so I think that we've covered a lot of things there. Now, you are going to have an event. Finally, we're having events. Finally.
So hopefully.
Yes, I know.
They're still a little bit of worry that, you know, that we might not be able to have it. We're monitoring things closely.
Just so tricky. But tell me, what event are you having?
Yeah, so I think, you know, as we're starting to see more and more interested folks, we wanted to have a regular time where community can just come and home seekers can meet home providers, potential home seekers can meet potential home providers, and you can kind of hear stories from folks that are already doing the process. You can meet our staff, you can sign up to volunteer, or sign up for our mailing list, and whether you're a care provider or caseworker or anything, or you're interested yourself in becoming a home provider or home seeker, you can come to this event and kind of get a feel for our organization. And so we are hoping to have them monthly, and it has been challenging to get this up and running, but I think we're crossing our fingers and we're hoping for good air quality and a decrease or steadiness in COVID numbers. And we've changed our venue, so we'll be having Bingo in the Park, and so we'll be outside at Oak Grove picnic area, and we have prizes, so we have some generous donations from our local community business members. We are asking that folks come masked and vaccinated. And we want you to not just bring any mask. We want you to bring your most glamorous mask that you've acquired in the last year and a half, because we are going to give a prize to the most glamorous mask as well. So we're just hoping for an opportunity for folks to gather responsibly and safely and have some fun with Bingo and learn more about our program and meet us. I actually just started as the director 2 months ago. And so I've only been able to meet a couple handful of folks, and I'm just really excited to meet all of so many more. So if you're interested about our program, or if you just really want to play Bingo, come by on September 26th. We're going to be at the Oak Grove picnic area from 1 to 3 p.m.
September 26th. Is it a Saturday?
It's a Sunday.
Sunday. That's even better for me. Mm-hmm. So September 26th. And we're at the Oak Grove, now where is it again?
Oak Grove is the little picnic area right across from Sycamore Field, so at 1 mile. I don't think if you put in Oak Grove picnic area, Google catches it, but if you put in Sycamore Field, it'll take you right to the parking lot, and then you'll see it all from there.
Right, and there's tables there, and, you know, that was a good idea.
Yeah. And I think moving forward, we'll be having them in places like the Women's March when, you know, as we can do that. But the park is hopefully going to be beautiful that time of year. And we're hoping for very minimal smoke and nice air quality. And the event is on Facebook. So if you haven't checked out our Facebook yet, you can go ahead and RSVP there. And feel free to add a Bingo meme to the comments. I've been putting some in there. They're hilarious. And so, yeah, you can check out the event and like us on Facebook at our Facebook.
Chico Home Shares.
Home and Heart.
Oh, Home and Heart. Okay. And then what time is it on that Sunday?
From 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay. And is there food or anything there, or just Bingo?
We're just having Bingo. So yeah, bring your snacks and bring your water. Food gets a little bit trickier in COVID. So yeah, we're keeping it light on that. We will have an info table and things like that. And so, like I said, it's a great opportunity to meet staff, and maybe you'll win a Bingo, and maybe a home seeker will meet a home provider and make a match. But yeah, so we're excited to have them and hopefully continuing to have them pretty regularly. So if you missed this one, just keep checking this out on Facebook for the next one.
Well, now this event sounds really great for somebody who loves Bingo.
Are you coming, Bobby?
Sunday, I can do that. I can do it. You know, I think that the whole idea and being around it would be nice, you know, to actually kind of get a sense of it, because it may make you feel more like, oh, well, maybe I do have a room, you know, as you kind of see it happen and people meet each other and talk, because I've got a pretty big house myself, you know, but it's hard to let somebody into your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, there's always Craigslist, right? And I think that's really the difference between our organization and that's completely natural. Like, as we, I mean, even people my age get more stuck in their ways, and they're, yes, you know, they're less likely, they don't think they can share space, especially if you're pretty independent. And I think, you know, that is the challenges of home sharing is, you know, you lose a little bit of that privacy, you lose a little bit of that control over your space. And, you know, I think it's just weighing those benefits, right? And the benefits are clearly there. The financial benefit, a lot of times, you know, housing prices, rent, all those things are continuing to go up in our community. And so even just a couple $100 a month might mean that someone doesn't have to move out of Chico. And so, and then there's also the companionship that Sierra was talking about. And we've seen the companionship and the relationship. Sometimes they start out right away, but sometimes they grow over time. And sometimes folks who, you know, did have a little bit of anxiety about sharing their home, you know, a week later, things have changed and things have progressed. And I think the more practice you have at building those relationships, which is actually really great for brain development and like memory and all of these things. And like we talked about before, I think the increased safety and sense of support. I'm someone who loses my keys all the time. And so even on that alone, I've always worried about living alone. But, you know, as I'm starting to think about how to take care of my mother, you know, these things, I think just having someone else in the house can be really a matter of safety and support. Just someone to talk to, someone to help out with those small tasks and things like that. And so, you know, if you're a super private person, this might not be the opportunity for you. If you like to have a lot of control over your space, might not be for you. And, you know, we don't think we're not trying to be for everyone, but, you know, you look at how many people have extra rooms in their homes and the housing crisis that we're in. If you feel like the benefits outweigh the potential challenges, I think, you know, it's definitely worth giving us a shot.
And it kind of creates a family, which, you mm-hmm. know, that right there is just community and family. And boy, right now, the way our world is, there's so many things that this speaks to.
You know, yeah,
camaraderie and getting along and sharing and not using up stuff. And it's good. Yeah, great idea. Wonderful. I'm just glad to get it out there, because I did not know about it at all. And I probably, a lot of people don't.
Yep.
We just need to talk about it and really, really put it out there and get people aware that it's possible. Because I think that especially older people who may, like I said, lose a spouse or a kid, you know, can't live with their family or any of those things, you know, a lot of people are looking for somebody to come in and live in their home and take care of them. You know, this is kind of the step before that.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's very rare that that we talk about this work and don't find people that are just so in support of it. You know, our newest home provider is someone who thought about having someone stay with them, and then now is thinking about, what about two people? I want to be like the Golden Girls. And so, you know, I think when folks hear about this program, they really love the innovative approach. You know, our community needs a lot of housing solutions.
Yeah.
This is just one that doesn't require building of new houses. And it's, like I said, it's not going to be for everyone, but we think it's a really good fit for this community.
I do too. I think it's great. So good. Let's just do one more thing. Let's remind everybody of this event, because that's the important part here. This is a way to support and to get to know more about it. And that is on September 26th.
September 26th, Oak Grove Picnic Area across from Sycamore Field, 1 to 3 p.m. Come bring a friend if you want. We're going to be playing a couple rounds of bingo, giving out prizes, having fun, looking fabulous in our glamorous masks.
Oh, yes,
and we're excited to see you.
Come with your best mask.
Everybody. Best mask. I already have mine. Mine is very gold. I'll just give you a little hint. It's very gold.
Amazing ones around town. So get them up and get them out there. We got to get wearing them again anyway. So let's bring a cool mask Sunday, September 26th, 1 to 3 for bingo, and get to know people at Chico Homeshare. Great. Catherine and Sierra, thank you both so much.
Thank you so much, Bobby. We feel honored and privileged to be on the show.
You just heard an interview with Catherine Karkoff and Sierra Schmidt from Butte County Home Share. They were talking about a program about sharing homes in Butte County. You can find them at Butte County, county spelled out, ButteCountyHomeShare.com. And I'm just going to put this little part in there, so maybe it will encourage some people to give me a call so that I can have them on the air as well.
Bobby, you're awesome.
Aww. You are awesome. It was so nice meeting you. Thanks for doing this.
I can't wait to meet you in person at Bingo. You seem like such a cool gal.
And I am a cool gal. And it's kind of fun to do an interview with me. So if you're doing something out there that our community would like to know about, please call me at 530-520-1593, and you can be on KZFR. So come back next Tuesday at 6. We'll be interviewing the Friends of the Butte County Library, and I'm here every Tuesday at 6. You can catch any of my shows by going to kzfr.org, go to Programs, go to Tuesday, and then go to North State Give and Take. And they're all archived there. And that's how you get any of the archives on KZFR. Go to the program, go to the day, and the show. So thank you for listening to North State Give and Take. Come back next week at 6. Until then.